Hey everybody, welcome to Shark Snapshot. This is your host Charanbir Mahal from INDTV USA. You can also listen to the audio portion of our show on the Sharks Audio Network. Just go to the Sharks app and click on the audio tab. Well, the San Jose Sharks have just won two games at home and they're tied for their longest win streak at home. The longest win streak of the season just stands at three, and they have two of those so far this season. But two games ago, Sharks beat Tampa Bay Lightning, and that's the team that's number one in the goals for at 3.94 goals per game. And San Jose Sharks were able to hold that team to just one goal. They won that matchup 2-1. Also, two of the top scorers for the San Jose Sharks were out of the lineup due to injury, and that's William Eklund and Jake Wallman. But in the last matchup, which was against the New Jersey Devils, another tough contender, fifth in the league. Now they're only fourth for the goals against them. So they hold the teams to very low scoring chances. But San Jose Sharks were able to win that as well. Now, in that game, Sharks went into the third period tied at three, but they were able to score two goals in the third period to win 3-1. So another great win against two very tough Eastern Conference contenders. But now, that should be a lot for the Sharks to give them a huge boost for tonight. But a win tonight for the Sharks would tie them for their longest winning streak of the season, which currently stands at three. They had won twice three in a row so far this season. So that's a huge boost for the Sharks, but what stands between that possibility is one of the toughest contenders in the league, and that's the Vegas Golden Knights. The Golden Knights are currently on the top in the Pacific Division with 57 points, while the San Jose Sharks are dead last in the Pacific Division with 32 points. So they're sort of the bookends, not only in the division, pretty much in the league, as the Vegas Golden Knights are number one in the league. And the Sharks are second from the bottom. So they're pretty much a bookends to the league as well as the division. Now, we had met twice this season, and both times the San Jose Sharks had lost. In the first matchup back in October, the Sharks had lost 7-3. In their second matchup, which was just on December 27th, Sharks lost that one 6-3. Now, interesting thing about their last matchup is San Jose Sharks went into the third period leading 3-2, and then they had a power play opportunity. And in that power play, the Sharks gave up two consecutive shorthand goals and finally ended up losing that game 6-3. Now, with that, what's interesting is in the last 11 power plays for the San Jose Sharks, they are unable to score. Matter of fact, in their last 24 attempts, they only have one power play goal. So what's going on with the Sharks' power play? Well, one of the key things is Jake Wallman has missed seven consecutive games, and he was sort of playing that point man during the first power play lineup. And since then, there has been changes in the lineup. Mikael Granlund now has been holding that spot, but Mikael Granlund is also the top scorer for the San Jose Sharks. So it does kind of messes up that whole recipe for the power play. Well, here's Mikael Granlund. We had a chance to talk to him during the practice. Here's his take on what's happening with his game in particular and also with the power play. Hey, so you just spent a little extra time today in the practice. What was that all about?
That's what I always do. I have to stay there and work on some of the skill stuff. And that's what I've been doing all my life.
So I wanted to ask you a little bit about the power play. So, you know, lately I know Sharks have been going with five forwards and you end up playing the point man and sort of having that defensive responsibility. How does that change your game on the power play?
I mean, I played there before last season a little bit. I mean, it's obviously it's a little bit of a different thing to be up top, but at the same time, I've been able to do that and trying to do my best out there.
And then, do you feel that that's a combination that's better than going back to maybe one D man and then you back up?
You gotta ask that from the coaches. just going to go out there, whatever it is what we try to do, and try to do my best.
And how do you feel as far as playing that role? Because, I mean, clearly it would affect your offense if you're not, you know, down deep in front of the net or playing a winger or the center, if you have sort of that kind of a defensive responsibility on a power play. So what's your take on that? Are you looking to go back? Or?
Yeah, I mean, it's just normal. Obviously, you got to go back. Sometimes they're coming at you a little bit, but it's nothing new. I mean, you still have the man advantage there. So just trying to do good plays with the puck and give it to the guys down low. So that has been my job.
And what do you think the Sharks got to do to improve the power play?
I mean, I think there's a lot of things we can do better. We got to get more pucks to the net. We got to be able to recover more pucks, stay in the ozone. There's too many times we try something and it's down the ice right away. We got to break out way too many pucks. So we got to be able to sustain some ozone time and tire them out a little bit.
And in the last, you know, in the past few games, not more recently, but, you know, there's been some shorthanded opportunities for the other team during the power play. And what do you think you guys are adjusting to kind of minimize that?
Got to be better with the puck, obviously. Got to be able to sustain some ozone time. And then, obviously, got to come back when they get a chance. I mean, you know, sometimes it happens. They get a 2-on-1 or something. But, you know, that's just hockey.
We also had a chance to speak with the coach on what he thought, what needs to change in the power play, what's working, what's not working, and also about Mikael Granlund in particular having to sort of shoulder those two responsibilities on offense as well as the defense, which is a little bit different hat for Mikael. So, Coach, you touched a little bit on the power play. So, you know, lately we've been going with five forwards. What do you think of Granlund's duty sort of there as a high man and having this defensive responsibility?
We're trying to figure this thing out and find the guys that can find the right chemistry. And we've met at length about it and talked about it. And we've obviously worked on it quite a bit. We've kind of broken it down a little bit today, working on, you know, power play specific skills. But again, we're going to keep, you know, breaking the door down, try to figure out the right matchups and the right, you know, chemistry and the right guys on each unit. But at the end of the day, we got to make it more of an attack and put guys in situations to succeed. And, you know, I think Granny's a, you know, up top is probably not the long-term answer. So we got to get guys, you know, in spots where they feel most comfortable. But we need more. We need more of a power play.
Do you think when Jake Wallman's back, that's probably their responsibility he's going to assume there as the high man?
We'll see. We got to Jake's still a little ways away here, so we're focused on tomorrow's game and what gives us the best chance to win on that power play.
And in the meantime, do you feel the five forwards is the answer for now, or are you still considering maybe having another defender?
We'll go through it again. We're going to meet again this afternoon and go through it again and decide what's best for the team and what's best for, you know, going forward.
Do you know who your goalie is tomorrow, and will you tell us?
I will not tell you.
But you know who it is.
I mean, of course I know who it is.
You're the coach.
Has there been any progress for Logan, like just on the injury front, like, is there a potential of him to get on the ice and just test it out?
Yeah, I really can't say. You know, I think, again, I think he's made some strides, but I think it's too early to say.
Well, just a couple of stats. The Sharks so far this season had 128 power play attempts. They're 25th in the league in power plays with 17.2%. Now with that, let's go to the Sharks lineup. Actually, before I do the lineup, let's go to the top scorers for the San Jose Sharks and the Golden Knights over the last five games. For the San Jose Sharks, at two goals is Tyler Toffoli, and with two assists is Mikael Granlund. And Tyler Toffoli also has 3 points. And for the Golden Knights, in the goals is 3 goals for Mark Stone and 5 assists for Eichel, and also 7 points for Eichel. With that, let's go to the lineup. On the top line for the San Jose Sharks tonight is William Eklund with Mikael Granlund and Fabian Zetterlund. In the second line is Colin Graf with Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith. On the third line is Klim Kosten with Alexander Wenberg and Tyler Toffoli. On the fourth line is Berkley Goodrow with Lou Cunning and Nikolai Kovalenko. And in the defense, Henry Thrun with Cody Ceci, Mario Ferraro with Timothy Liljegren, and Shakir Mukhamadulin is back in the lineup tonight with Jan Ruta, and which makes Marc-Edouard Vlasic a healthy scratch. Now in the net tonight for the San Jose Sharks is Alexander Georgiev. Now that's a little change from the last matchup where Yaroslav had gotten a couple of consecutive starts, but he's getting a day off tonight. So with that, let's go to the first period. Well, the San Jose Sharks had a good start to the first period, but it turned ugly pretty quickly. Just at around 8.5 minutes into that first period, Shea Theodore made a stretch pass to Mark Strone, who was right by the San Jose blue line. Cody Ceci was in position, but he couldn't settle the puck, and it got behind him onto the tape of Mark Strone, and off he went to the races. He had a clean breakaway. He got down to the low slot and wristed a shot past Alexander Georgiev into the Sharks' net and made it 1-0 Golden Knights.
Now McNabb behind his own net. He had a shorthanded goal, Braden McNabb did here against the Sharks. Here's Mark Strone on a break. Off the glove of Georgiev and in, 1-0 Vegas. He had a shorthanded goal, Braden McNabb did here against the Sharks. Here's Mark Strone on a break, and he scores. Off the glove of Georgiev and in, 1-0 Vegas.
Well, just about a minute and a half later, Jan Ruta skated the puck into the offensive zone by the right boards, but couldn't get the puck deep, which led to a turnover. Nonetheless, puck came in the neutral zone onto the tape of Shakir Mukhamadulin, but seconds later, he turned that puck over to Kolsar, and just two passes later, it ended up on the tape of Zach Whitecloud, and he wristed a shot from the right circle and made it 2-0. And that's how the first period ended, and the Sharks were outshot 13-12. Now I know the score is tough for the Sharks, but Sharks really didn't play that bad. It didn't feel that bad. Sharks did have their chances, just couldn't capitalize. But man, these defensive breakdowns really costed the Sharks in this first period.
Back with it as he's leaned on by Olofsson. Haig trying to send in a teammate. It's Howden with it. He's got the trailer, Whitecloud. Zach Whitecloud scores. Looks like it went through the wickets on Georgiev, and it's 2-0. Haig trying to send in a teammate. It's Howden with it. He's got the trailer, Whitecloud. Zach Whitecloud scores. Looks like it went through the wickets on Georgiev, and it's 2-0.
Well, the Sharks' defense definitely settled in more in the second period. And just over 8 minutes into that period, Tomas Hertl was called for interfering with Tyler Toffoli, which put the Sharks on their first power play of the game. And just on the very first shift in that power play, Will Smith got checked on the right boards, and he just skated right to the bench. And off came from the bench was Timothy Liljegren. The power play continued, and just a few seconds later, a tic-tac-toe play that started with Alexander Wenberg in the left circle towards that left board to Colin Graf by the goal line and back to Eklund in the slot. And then Eklund just wristed a shot to the far side and made it 2-1 Vegas Golden Knights.
Look for Dula for Wenberg again. At the net, Eklund scores! A power play goal! And it's 2-1 for Wenberg again. At the net, Eklund scores! A power play goal! And it's 2-1 for Wenberg again. At the net, Eklund scores! A power play goal! And it's 2-1!
Well, after that, the Vegas Golden Knights came in hard. They outshot the Sharks in the second period 19-4. So at the end of the second, the Sharks are being outshot 32-16. But the score is 2-1 Vegas Golden Knights. Well, In the last 3 seconds of that second period, Fabian Zetterlund had a slashing penalty. So the Sharks started the third period with a man down. And during that power play, Jack Eichel made this huge pass from behind the left goal line onto the tape of Olofsson in the right circle. And Victor Olofsson just ripped a one-timer shot to the short side and made it 3-1 Vegas Golden Knights.
That one deflects back for Theodore, holds the zone. Eichel, the dish, the shot, the goal. They finally got it to the man they wanted on that wing, Victor Olofsson, and it's 3-1. That one deflects back for Theodore, holds the zone. Eichel, the dish, the shot, the goal. They finally got it to the man they wanted on that wing, Victor Olofsson, and it's 3-1.
And past the halfway in the third period, the San Jose Sharks drew their second penalty of the night. And on that penalty, Timothy Liljegren had a huge shot. It rang off the bar, but then he continued and got a second attempt. And in that, he just ripped it straight in the net and made it 3-2 Vegas Golden Knights.
Eklund again.
Here again.
Liljegren has a look. Back skating, fires, and scores! Tim Liljegren, root for the net. It's 3-2. Liljegren has a look. Back skating, fires, and scores! Tim Liljegren, root for the net. It's 3-2. Liljegren has a look. Back skating, fires, and scores! Tim Liljegren, root for the net. It's 3-2.
Well, with it being just a one-goal game, it continued. Both teams played a tight game close to the vest. But in the final minutes of the game, San Jose Sharks pulled out their goalie for the sixth player. And while the goalie was out of the net, a turnover caused by Macklin in the Sharks zone ended up in the Sharks net. And that was Tomas Hertl who scored that empty netter goal. So final score tonight is 4-2 Vegas Golden Knights.
Here's a chance for Vegas. Empty net for Stone! And Salaprini got enough of that shot by Stone to prevent it from going in, I think.
I agree with you.
Here's Macklin. Now he lost the puck to Stone. Stone out. Hurdle. Empty netter. And it's 4-2. Here's Macklin. Now he lost the puck to Stone. Stone out. Hurdle. Empty netter. And it's 4-2.
Well, in the first period, we thought Alexander Georgiev was having a little tough time. Sharks gave up 2 goals. You can't really blame him on that first goal by Mark Stone. It was a breakaway goal with him being 8 foot out. But the second goal, maybe Alexander would like to have it back. But after that goal, he played a really solid game. Matter of fact, he kept the Sharks in the game all night long after that and made a huge, like 19 saves in that just second period alone. So here's Alexander talking about his game tonight.
Maybe a tough start for you personally, but looked like you really settled into the game. What shifted maybe in your game after giving up that second goal?
Just try to keep battling, stay present, and focus on the next shot and see what happens.
You know, they're a big body team. They get a lot of traffic in front. They're moving the puck a lot. What makes Vegas just on the forecheck and just offensively zone just so challenging to defend against from a goaltender's perspective?
They're very skilled, and at the same time, I feel they play pretty simple game at times as well. Just shooting everything with traffic and trying to get tips, rebounds. It's pretty tough to play when they have some big bodies, and of course they have some high end skill on the rushes and PP as well. So good challenge.
What do you think of your game overall tonight? Did you think that tonight might have been your best game as a Shark so far?
I don't know. I felt like if you could be a little better, maybe we get the win, and that's kind of the thought process right now. Just 5 minutes after the game, I need to check what happened on those goals and on the saves too. Of course, you can always do better when you go up 3, but I think a lot of good saves. You tried to take that away from that.
You've been working pretty hard with Thomas Speer here over these last few days. What were some of the things he's been telling you, and you know, is it a change and maybe from some things you've done in the past, I guess?
Yeah, a little bit more technical right now. I think we're focusing on some basic stuff, a lot of movement, just being square to the puck, little taller stance, more narrow stance, just small things. And he's a great goalie coach. I enjoy it a lot so far.
Ryan, you were saying this morning you'll get one of the games in the back-to-back here. You feel like tonight you'll carry some momentum into one of those starts this week?
Yeah, definitely. The start felt a little not great for me after a week of not playing, but excited to get back in the net soon here.
Back to the basics that you're talking about, do you feel like you were able to apply that tonight? Did you feel comfortable with doing those things tonight?
I hope so. I think there was a good balance of work focusing on those technique stuff in the practice, but then in the game you probably want to be less technical and more just reactionary and playing the game and competing, I would say. So not focusing too much on technique in the game, and we'll see how it looks on video, and I'll go from there.
It's like you were seeing the puck well tonight. You were coming out aggressive when they had one-on-one chances with you. How well were you seeing the puck?
Pretty well, yeah. Like I said, they tried to do a lot of screens, a lot of tips, rebounds, and I think guys were boxing out pretty well today and letting me see those. And when they didn't, I tried to get in there and managed to stay patient and find those.
Coach said this morning that, you just mentioned you hadn't played in a week. He wanted to get you in there. Is a goalie rhythm, whether it's a lot of shots, playing more frequently, how much can that, affect you, and just how much can getting into a rhythm really help your play?
It definitely helps, yeah. But you try not to have any excuses. Definitely as a goalie, you come in and do the best you can. So definitely better when you get into the rhythm a little bit.
Well, Alexander made 38 saves on 41 shots tonight, and he was .927 save percentage. Another guy that had a huge game tonight was Timothy Liljegren. He also had those two chances on that one power play, but he scored the second one. Here's Timothy. So, Timothy, how you felt on the power play playing that point?
Obviously it was good. Good getting a goal. We, scored two goals in a power play today, which we needed to produce. It haven't been good enough, so it was good getting goals from that today. But obviously not a good enough game to get the win today. But
Vegas is a big bodied team, and their forecheck is good as a defenseman breaking pucks out. What makes their forecheck so difficult to defend against, or break the puck out against, I should say?
First and foremost, I think they have very good sticks. A lot of the guys have, good hand eye coordination. They pick pucks off. If you go high, they can pick it off. And we just didn't do a good enough job today, as we did previous two games, of getting pucks out to our forwards. A little sloppy. Got to get back to that if we want to have success.
Maybe a couple weeks ago, you sat out of the game. Where do you see your game now? What have you been sort of improving?
I feel like I just move my legs a little bit more now. Kind of move my legs and make a play after. I think before I was kind of looking around, not moving my feet, and guys closed on me, and I couldn't make a play. So I think that's the biggest part, just moving my legs, staying engaged, and making plays that way.
What was working for the power play tonight?
I think we just got pucks back. Obviously, the second time there when I scored, we were in their zone for a long period of time, and kind of got their penalty kill tired, and eventually you get open space, and luckily I was able to get it through there, but I think we had some other good opportunities before I scored as well.
Colin Graf had a huge impact tonight with that tic-tac-toe pass, and he was in the middle of it with that one-timer pass to William Eklund in the slot.
Colin, what's different for you this time around in NHL? What are you seeing? Just, how is the game, how are you seeing it?
As opposed to last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think just over the summer, just training, trying to prepare for the NHL, and then starting in the AHL, it's a really good league. It's better than college for sure. So I think that those two things have just helped me be more comfortable out there than in the spring.
It looks like, you know, defensively stronger on pucks, offensively maybe making more plays. Do you feel like that's, are you seeing that too?
Yeah, I mean, it's only been 3 games, but I think that in the small sample size, yeah, I've won a couple more battles for sure, so that's good.
You're getting a pretty good opportunity here with, you know, with Macklin, and then later in the third period with Mikhail and on the power play. Just how do you feel you've taken this opportunity? I know it's only been 3 games, but how do you feel you've played throughout these 3 games?
Yeah, I think it's just keeping things simple, like obviously not trying to do too much, just trying to skate hard and make sure that I'm keeping up in the play and trying to drive plays, and when I get the puck, make good decisions with it.
Your power play line, that's that second unit, obviously scored the first goal, you're the primary assist, but you know, you guys were the first out there on the second power play there. What kind of confidence does that do for you and that unit as a whole?
Yeah, it gives a lot of confidence for sure. I think it's you know, I think it's just something where you ride the hot hand. I'm not really sure why.
What's your takeaways going against that good group over there?
Yeah, I mean, they're big and they're fast and strong and a really good stick, so I can see why they're really good.
Your 200-foot game has maybe improved the most over last season, I guess.
I think that's one of them. I'd say the biggest thing is just the pace of play and just playing faster.
Well, here's Coach talking about tonight's matchup. As he said, the only thing that worked well for the Sharks was the power play. Prior to tonight, Sharks had one power play goal in their last 28 attempts, and tonight they were 2-for-2. So huge improvement on the power play, but Coach was not happy with anything else about the game tonight. So, Coach, that change in the power play with Timothy, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, it's good. Power play was the only thing that was good tonight.
In the second period, especially, Vegas seemed to take control. What did you guys need to do better?
I thought they had control of the whole game.
How do you take control? How do you shift that momentum?
Be ready to start from puck drop, you know, and puck play was soft. We didn't execute. We were soft to play against in front of our net, just not physical enough.
So that second goal, how much is that just cured by maybe some more communication out there?
Yeah, some more, just awareness. Obviously, young defenseman that's learning the position with, hasn't played a lot lately, and you know, some awareness. But yeah, it was all around. We get back in our D zone, we have another opportunity to close on a puck, and just not hard enough.
So, Mark, despite you guys being down 2-0 early, you did get within one goal twice, and near the end of the game, until ironically Hurdle is the one to get the open goal.
Yeah, we stuck around. Power play did a good job of keeping us in the game and not letting it go, you know, totally out of control, as did Georgie. So, yeah, kind of go back to the drawing board a little bit tomorrow.
Is that the overall message? You know, we talked about the last 2 games, and you guys set sort of a baseline of the of the compete, the heart, and that just was not there from the drop of the puck, you think?
Yeah, it was not there. It was like a whole different team almost.
You mentioned just that start, but how much of that, I guess maybe like second half of the second period, the forecheck of Vegas just seemed overwhelming. Is that, you know, more puck play, just breakouts? How do you counteract that forecheck?
Yeah, it's not just our defensemen, it's our forwards as well. And whether that's communication, whether that's making your reads, slowing the guys down to the neutral zone. There's a lot of things on our breakouts that go into it that we need to do a better job with. You know, in that top line with Eichel and Stone, we had no answer for it tonight.
Well, the Sharks were swept by the Vegas Golden Knights in this season 3-game series. Well, Sharks have lost 7 consecutive games now against the Vegas Golden Knights. Tonight, the San Jose Sharks led in hits 28-25, while the Golden Knights led in shots 42-22, face-off 67%-33%, block shots 19-15, giveaways 14-10, and takeaways 5-4. And now for the 3 stars of the game tonight. The first star of the game tonight is from Vegas Golden Knights, and that's Shea Theodore, who had 2 assists and he was +1 tonight. The second star from San Jose Shark is William Eklund. He had 1 goal and 1 assist. And the third star tonight is from the Vegas Golden Knights, and that's Jack Eichel with 1 assist, and he was +2 tonight. Well, now the Sharks will go on a one-game road trip against the Utah Hockey Club. But we will see you again on Saturday when the San Jose Sharks take on the Minnesota Wild right here at the SAP Center. Thank you for watching. And for those of you who are listening to us on the Sharks Audio Network, thank you for listening.
Thanks for watching INDTV USA. Share your comments below, subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Twitter and Facebook.